At the latest public hearing into the February shuttle disaster, pioneers of the space program expressed disbelief that NASA has routinely allowed debris to strike the shuttle during liftoff. In blunt terms, they told the Columbia Accident Investigation Board yesterday that the shuttle was never designed to withstand that kind of punishment. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Columbia accident investigators decided to seek out the long view about NASA's troubles by calling on very experienced retired officials who helped design and build the space shuttle in the early 1970s. Engineer George Jeffs reminded investigators that debris was not supposed to hit the shuttle at all. The tiles themselves are essentially made of glass, and Jeffs noted that they are handled with utmost care by the gloved employees who painstakingly glue them onto the shuttle.
The tiles are delicately matched just right, and then we stand back and think, gee, here we have, go to great pains to kind of hand-tailor all this stuff, and then all of a sudden we're hitting it with debris, you know? It just is two different worlds.
The tiles themselves have suffered and survived a lot of punishment over the years as a result of falling debris. That apparently lulled NASA into thinking that the problem was nothing more than a maintenance issue. But the same cannot be said for the risk to the fragile material at the leading edge of the shuttle's wings, which was not routinely pummeled by debris. Robert Thompson, another shuttle pioneer, said engineers knew from the very beginning that these carbon wing edges were not designed to suffer anything but the slightest blow.
They are strong, but they're still a ceramic.
Yeah.
And what you don't do is hit a ceramic with real sharp, high-energy, low-time blow. And we didn't do a dead chicken test on it. We knew damn well you could knock it off if you hit it with enough potential energy.
Dead chicken being a standard test to see whether aircraft can survive a collision with a substantial bird. Columbia didn't fare well when a piece of foam about the size of a small chicken hit the shuttle at nearly 500 miles per hour during liftoff. And just as engineers during the Challenger days knew that O-rings in the booster rockets were not working properly before the accident, they should have been more concerned about the falling debris around Columbia, Thompson said.
Neither one of these accidents that we've had on shuttle require PhDs in physics to understand. In fact, they barely exceed high school physics to understand.
The issue is how problems like this are handled by the organization.
It appears to me that the agency needs to, number one, make damn sure the procedures that bring the problem report and corrective actions to the right discussion forum, and then the right people are dealing with them in a timely manner.
A central question for the investigation board is how NASA failed to recognize this problem before it led to a catastrophe. During the public hearing, Diane Vaughn, an organizational expert from Boston College, said creating procedures to catch problems like this is tough.
When you're working in a situation where problems are expected, you have problems every day, and people are busy with daily engineering decisions, it becomes very difficult to identify and stay in touch with the big picture.
Complex systems like the shuttle are therefore always going to be risky. But she said NASA can indeed find ways to reduce those risks, for example, by adding fresh eyes to the process. And Vaughn adds that these are lessons that should have been learned during the Challenger accident 17 years ago. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.